Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
In case you missed it, we talked to
Piff.
What was his name? Yeah.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Are you familiar with Piff the Magic Dragon?
Not until this morning. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to delve in 24/7. Yeah. Streaming 24/7. You guys have, you got enough content. It's on all the time. You guys are like The Office.
Yeah, the way we are.
So, your podcast streams 24/7, so someone can
We're also on an HD2 channel in this town that runs our show 24/7. Z92 HD2, yeah. So, but David Koechner's with us now.
Well, they have
us make
to repeat
material.
The content 5 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the Piff the Magic Dragon, his new show with Penn Jillette. Is on YouTube, right?
YouTube right now, right. For free. Reptile Dysfunction.
Yeah.
So what's it about?
Well, he's a magician, comedian, and that dresses like a... dragon.
Like a dragon.
He's got a show in Vegas.
Wow.
He's got a running show in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah.
At the Flamingo.
And apparently befriended Penn Jillette because he was on
a really cool dude.
Fool Me show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we met Penn. Penn's nice, yeah. He's a different dude.
Well, that's great. I love that they're just let's make a movie. Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it.
Well, I think it's a stand-up act, isn't it?
There's some of the magic stuff. He's out on the street doing some stuff. It's stand-up, and then there's a story at the end with Penn as his absentee father who abandoned him 300 years ago when he was hatched as a dragon.
Oh my God!
All right.
So it's Game of Thrones now. Okay.
Yeah.
No one dies.
What's that?
No one dies?
Not that I saw, no.
If I was in the movie, I'm sure I would have died.
Well, you died twice in Destination 5, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, with the tar.
Twice.
And twice, right.
Twice.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about the horror movies, and we had to go to a commercial break right there. So you died, you were in that, and then what are the other horror movies you were in?
Horror. God, David, what is it? There's a small one called Crawl Space, I believe.
Okay.
You were in the...
Oh, Krampus is I call it a holiday horror.
Oh, Krampus, yes. You're in Krampus?
Krampus is a lovely movie, folks. This Christmas,
It's a troll, right?
There's a bunch of trolls, right. It's a great movie. It's I call it a holiday horror with humor and heart.
Do you die?
Yes. Well, in a way.
Spoiler.
Or do I? Well, you don't know.
Leave the spoiler out. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I call it a family horror movie.
Okay.
Swear to gosh.
All right.
There's only 2 drops of blood in it.
Okay.
And there's not too many jump scares. So it's a family horror movie. And it's a Christmas movie at the same time. People are finding more and more every Christmas.
I've heard about it. Krampus. Have you seen a puss? Krampus?
I have not, but I do remember the...
How dare you? You watch Piff the Magic Dragon?
No, we haven't.
That was for work. Can
I not be work?
Yeah. Well, he is work. Yeah. He's here.
I've seen, right. Yeah.
Can well, we've seen everything else you've done.
Well, I do remember the series that you did with Bobcat, the episode of that Monsters.
Oh, that was great.
Yes, that's fantastic.
I forget what the title of it. It was Monsters and Something, but you were like a car salesman?
Car salesman. Politician, yes.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are good.
Yeah.
One of the most flattering things that's ever happened to me.
Well, Bobcat's a friend, and I love that series, and he called to plug it, and I forgot the one you were in was hilarious, man. And good, so.
One of the most flattering things that ever happened to Bobcat Goldthwait came up to me and said, "Hey, listen, I'm writing this series, and I have a part for you, and I hope you really would.
I can see Bob saying
it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Bobcat wrote something for me? What else do I want in life?
No, he's an amazing writer. He's an amazing writer. Yeah,
amazing stand-up, too.
Was Dana Gould involved in that, too?
I don't know.
No,
not
then.
That one.
Not I don't think okay. so.
But Dana had his own series that was kind of a horror-ish, Stand Against Evil. So that's the other.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
I love Dana so much. Yeah. Oh, my God. He kills me. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Dana called her about a year ago. His girlfriend's from Omaha right now.
They're getting married.
Are they really?
On the road, yes.
Yes. All right.
We're talking about canceling today,
Right.
It was like, I can't cancel because I booked the club.
I am looking.
Dana's getting married the 18th, I think. Is that a Saturday?
Are you scrolling through his IMDb? I am. I forgot he was in there.
Well, it's just I don't know how you remember everything you were in.
Yeah, you've been in so much. Are you ever watching something and then you're in it and you've forgotten that you've done it?
Not forget. Like we were talking earlier, my kids will recognize, like, oh, Dad's in this. I don't think there's a couple credits. I'm not sure I'm in that. There's a couple credits I don't recognize. I will tell
really?
You that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will scroll through your IMDb once in a while.
I have. When it first started, you look at it a lot more. Now
I didn't know there was a – I forgot about this. There was a reboot, probably didn't last, though, that you, I guess, starred one of the episodes of Love Boat, The Next Wave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that you played –
oh, my God.
You played Charles.
Yes. Oh, my God. I was
in a Love Boat episode.
I was getting married, and I had to pay for the wedding.
Okay.
And, of course, I just moved to L.A. This is 98, right?
Yep, 98.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the year I got married. I'm divorced now. Anyway.
Yeah, I heard you mention a girlfriend. You slipped in the girlfriend thing the other day.
I had to pay for the wedding.
Right.
And, of course, I didn't want to do the Love Boat, because when you're younger, right?
I know.
That's where your career goes to die.
All the has. Yes. The original Love Boat series all has.
You're officially done.
Right.
You're going to, I'm going to begin my career doing a Love Boat?
You're going to begin it.
Can I tell you what the storyline was?
Sure.
Okay, I'm wearing a toupee the entire show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it a good one?
I don't.
L.A. one? Is it really nice, expensive
one? I don't remember.
One? Okay.
It's so.
Oh, got to Google.
It's a single screw.
Google. If you can get a picture of him in a toupee, it is okay.
So I'm going on a singles cruise.
All right.
And I meet this girl.
All right. Who's the actress who plays the girl?
I don't know. I don't remember.
So
she was someone's niece.
It was her. She was a has-been by then.
She was a young girl.
Okay.
She was someone's niece and some famous actress.
Okay.
And the thing is, we hook up in the singles cruise, and we're in her quarters, right? And then it's the corniest.
Now, all love boat storylines involve some sort of once people get together, there's something wrong. Something happens. Something always happens where it could mess it up. Uh-huh. So what messed this up?
I take my wig
off. Oh, that's it.
And show her that I'm bald. She pulls out falsies from her bra.
Falsies.
Yes, yes. I just remember.
And you lived happily ever after?
Yeah, we had a kissing scene. I've never had a more tight-lipped person have to do a kissing scene. She did not want to kiss me.
Oh, she didn't know how to kiss you, really?
Oh, that was so
funny.
Now,
in 98, could you shove your tongue down her mouth?
That wasn't even going to be a possibility. Her teeth were clenched. I mean, just nearly a growl.
All right.
What's the most recent love scene you've done?
Oh, wow, this is good.
And did it involve an intimacy coach? Because those are a thing now.
You know, I don't get cast often in any romantic part.
Right? But David was he just filmed two before he flew in here.
Oh, this week. I did two TV shows this week.
Two TV shows.
What are they?
I guess the Goldbergs I've been doing for a number of years.
Yeah.
And then I don't think it's a spoiler. I'll just say it. They'll know because it's on IMDb. Justified is doing a reboot.
Oh,
and so first I did an episode
really?
Of that.
Right. First of all, beautiful. We love Justified, and we were big fans of the original. In fact, we just had Patton Oswalt on the phone, and we're asking him how he's going to try to weasel his way into the new Justified.
Well, Constable Bob.
Right, Constable Bobby played in that, too. But we love that show.
Yeah.
And you did man.
Yeah, so I did that two TV shows.
Don't spoil it, but do you play a bad guy that gets in Raylan's way?
No, I was in the original Justified, too.
That's right.
I'm a marshal from Miami.
That's right, you
so
are.
He and I
that's
are
right, yes.
Yeah, so that's
right,
how that ties in.
God, we love that show.
Yeah.
Oh, they tied you in on that? Cool.
Yeah, that was
When's that
cool.
come? When are we going to see that show?
I don't know. They're just finishing it up in Chicago.
All right.
So I
forgot you were in the original Justified.
Yeah,
duh.
Episode. Yeah, they're only doing 8 episodes. So it's going to be done soon. So you got to figure within 6 months, is my guess.
I want to give
an amazing
props
show.
To
don't you wish you had the chops? I do. Yeah. And the looks to be Raylan Givens. What a great character.
He is a beautiful man. He's a good-looking boy.
Well, we don't call him Timothy Olafantastic for nothing.
That was
Kevin Smith
called him that.
Timothy Olafantastic.
First time I remember seeing him was in Rockstar with Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a bass player, and I remember watching the movie going, who is that guy?
Right.
He's just good.
Yeah, and they hooked up later
really
in Seattle,
good.
Right. That's it.
And I met him. I was doing the Naked Trucker and T-Bone show years ago in LA.
I think we talked to you before that aired.
Okay.
Yeah. We had you on the phone then.
Naked Trucker and T-Bone. See. Right. Way back when in 2007.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And so I remember meeting him backstage, and I just gushed over him. And
because he was so good looking?
Sure. No, just because he was so good.
Yeah, he was so good.
Oh my God, you were so amazing and rock star.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think that's probably how the thing happened anyway, because he called me for the Justified role.
Oh, he did?
He said, hey, we've got a role I think he'd be good for. Would you consider? I said, yes, just tell me when to show up.
Right, yeah.
Look at my resume. I don't turn things down.
Well, you're not a type.
Is there anything on that resume that you really regret?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Well, he regretted the Love Boat.
That's true. But this one is.
But it paid the bills.
Could be my.
I want to give props to a movie that I don't think enough people have seen.
All right.
And you were wonderful in it. Is Thanks for Smoking.
Thank you for smoking.
Thank you for smoking.
It's such a good movie.
And
Jason Reitman's first film. Yeah.
It kind of got passed over by too many people back in the day. And it's so good.
We were hoping for some trophies on that one.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Another great one you've got to check out, not for kids, is Cheap Thrills. Don't miss it.
You know what?
Cheap
that Thrills. Sounds familiar.
Cheap Thrills, young man. And
what year was that?
It's 2013? 13? Okay.
Cheap Thrills, what's it about?
It's a good one. It's almost like Squid Game, where me and my wife are very wealthy, and we come upon a couple of guys at a bar, and we keep challenging them to do these little duels, whether it's, you know, do a shot or play darts, or go slap a stripper's ass, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they come back to our place, and it gets more and more interesting, and it's a really good film.
It's
very intense.
I can see, the dudes are bad guys, end up being bad guys.
Ethan Embry, you got a thing for doing movies with bass players.
Yeah, there you go.
He's another bass player.
That's right.
He was a good dude.
He was in the Oneaters.
Yeah, he's great in the Wonders.
Ethan
Embry,
Pat Healy. And what's the young lady's name? Is that in front of you right now?
Sarah Paxton. Yeah,
Sarah Paxton. So marvelous. What a lovely girl. And she was my wife in the picture. That was so crazy.
Yeah, she's cute.
That movie gets intense, gang. It's not for kids, but don't miss it.
Well, I get the picture. There's
it's
some blood
really
in, there's
good.
Some blood in the guy's face on the cover of the poster, obviously, here. Yeah, spring of 2014 that came out. So we recommend that. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Jeez, we shot that in a week and a half during rolling blackouts in L.A. Yeah. Week and a half. Movie was shot for like $200,000. It was, but it's one of the best pieces I've done.
Oh, cool. I will check it out.
Because I called that one a piece. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
That was a really good piece that I did. You know, I changed what I named that one. It's a real piece of art, so.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, when you do the comedies, you mentioned earlier, I was asking about the scene where you were all homoerotic over Ron Burgundy. And you said some of that was improvised. When you're doing comedy, I'm not sure, but when you're doing comedy for...
let's tell it again.
Major writers, major directors, major writers, do they like when you mess with their words?
Well, it depends. I talk about this at the show. It's TV, it's different because you've only got 23 and a half minutes.
So you got to nail the line.
Yeah, you're going to have a 12-hour day anyway. You got to get this thing done.
Movies are not as time sensitive.
Right, exactly, exactly. Right. And a lot of the good, certain directors will build time in for that because they know that's what's going to happen. But TV, you know, it's a grind. You're going to do it every day. So plus, who gets to improvise? There's a lot of characters.
Oh.
Then it can get really long, right? Oh, he gets improvised, but I can't say something. You can't improvise, maybe, right?
Especially where the characters are all in Anchorman. Yeah. Everybody in that scene is hilarious.
No, we all improvised.
Okay.
That was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It took 4 years to shoot.
You know what? We drove to Breckenridge, me and the family, last week on vacation, and they were sleeping, and I heard some 70s. That song came on.
Yeah.
And... nobody can be in the car without by themselves for sure. Right. I was by myself at that point because nobody, everybody's sleeping. I go, boo,
whoop, whoop. That's because that's how I remembered it from when I was in eighth grade and that song was on that one summer.
Yeah.
That summer, that song played all the time. Right. And
Afternoon Delight.
Shannon. Also, remember Shannon?
Shannon.
And also, we had joy, we had fun.
Seasons in the Sun.
It was so sad.
Sad song.
It was so sad. In eighth grade, you're kind of melancholy anyway.
Well, Seasons in the Sun, the kid dies.
He dies.
He says bye to his friends. He's a teenager.
Goodbye, my friend. It's hard to die.
And he's a teenager. Goodbye, my dad.
And, you know, you're in eighth grade, you're trying to figure out what is death, what is life.
Yeah.
Did you ever stay up?
Yes.
When you're in eighth grade thinking how long is forever?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just going, what happens?
That how happens to me now.
Yeah.
That was now.
But do you do it now when you're getting high? That's my. You're stoned to do that now forever. So you remembered it that way. That was totally improvised. You told us that.
Boo, whoop. And I told you, remember, we shot that three. We took three takes, and that was it, and that's what they used. Amazing.
Oh.
Amazing.
So the other two takes, you didn't do the boo, whoop?
I did. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Did the off-camera crew on that movie have to just exercise superhuman restraint?
Yep.
Well, I can't imagine.
As do we. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this in Anchorman 2. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When Will is blind
in
the lighthouse, it's so ridiculous. We could not get through it. It was just, oh, my God. The other thing that killed me was I was sitting next to Steve Carell when Ron tells Brick to shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Brick. Just shut up. And it is so funny. I honestly had to think about tough situations my kids were in to not blow the take because I was like, don't laugh.
And you're right, could you blow the take?
You don't want to blow the take,
no,
man.
No, because it's a comedy where you have to be quiet in that
situation. God, he stands up and he just goes, shut up, Brick. Shut up. It's just so funny. And then we all just take it so gravely. Like, nobody yells at Brick.
We all watch bloopers of scenes like that over the years of all kinds of movies, especially comedies. But I know, like you said, that there's a process where this has to be done. Money, it's money.
Right.
So where does it become a point where you got to stop laughing?
You just got to pull it in.
Right.
You have to pull it
in. I mean, even the major stars have to stop laughing because somebody's going to get pissed, right?
You got to get disciplined. Well, I think, because after a while, you're like, why are you blowing the tape?
Got it.
You know, it's like, what are you?
You've heard the joke.
If you've heard it a couple times, wait a minute. Right? I have worked on a movie. There's a guy that would always be breaking. I'm like, it's not that funny.
Oh, really?
It's not that funny.
Oh, you're telling me. You're breaking too much?
You're making this a long day.
It was a movie no one's seen, but just kind of like being unprofessional. Man.
Well, because a movie, you can't turn your face and kind of smile like when you did SNL. First of all, that's live.
Yeah.
Did you ever break in SNL?
I don't think I did, but I did get Will to break on the first Bill Brasky sketch.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
You'll see him go, he starts talking to the lass.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
The very first one.
Yes.
He breaks on that one?
I made Will Ferrell break live. I'm like, F
I got to go watch that today.
Yeah.
Give us a little insight on why it took so long to make the sequel. It was like 8 or 9 years, right?
It was not a hit right away.
The movie
came out in August, which at the time was a dumping ground. Now the movie is just released whenever, but at the time was a dumping ground. They didn't put a lot of promotion behind it. The studio didn't know what they had. Remember the tagline for the movie was, we go out and get the news so you don't have to get it yourself. What the heck is that?
Catchy.
It's not catchy. It's not fun. It's like, a news? What, it's a news comedy? Boo.
Well, and they're also, by the way, there was an audience that did remember 70s news. Now, we did.
Right.
So there was an audience. That didn't sell to them.
And then, so it didn't get a great push from the studio, and it wasn't a huge hit in the theater. It only made $80 million. And at that time, $100 million was the benchmark for doing another sequel.
Oh, okay.
Then on DVD and cable, it became this huge
thing. Called classic.
Well, if you remember, Todd, I think once or twice we've had Will Ferrell on the phone with us, and we asked him before too if it was coming down the pike, and he said, "I think it is."
Yeah,
and we were all jumped back and said, "Oh my God, Anchorman 2's coming!" And that was like later; it was like 5-6 years after the original.
Yeah, it'd been a sizable distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what we were gonna do? What? We were gonna do a live Broadway show. Swear to God, for 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah. We were gonna do a live Broadway show for 3 months. And then go into
to try to get it made.
Well, to go into moving it both.
Okay.
Like the studio had agreed to a 3 month live run on Broadway. They were going to write a bunch of songs. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've seen Anchorman 2. There's an extended version with the musical stuff in it.
An extended version?
Yes.
Okay. No,
there's
I
a second version. Have you seen that in the box, young man who watches the movies?
I have not.
What's your name?
In the box. Puss. You can call me Puss.
I will call you Puss. Is that what they call you, Puss?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say Puss Puss?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I Puss Puss
yeah.
Puss Puss Puss.
For you.
Hey, Pussy Willow. Listen, you're my favorite tree. You've not seen the Anchorman 2 with the extended version with the musical in it?
I don't think
oh,
so,
oh, my
no.
God, guys.
At the end,
there's
a musical.
No, in the middle of it.
Well, so it's the extended version, not the original. I saw the original
Correct.
Anchorman 2.
There's another one that said 263 new jokes or something like that.
Oh, okay,
You've
got it.
Got to watch it.
Okay,
the
I will.
The musical.
Right.
There's a musical inside of a musical. We also sing this song called If I Was Gay for a Day. I mean, you can't miss it. Puss, puss. Puss, puss. Will you please watch
I
it?
I will.
Right. And
I
tell
will.
The fellas.
For you, David, I
Thank
will.
Thank you.
I would, too. Do you watch streaming services?
No, I will. If you're suggesting it, I will.
Plus, it's so much fun.
I want to see Cheap Thrills, too.
Yeah. Netflix, Amazon Prime, do you know where it is?
The extra one.
Where can we find it?
The extra one, I don't know. I'm sure it's online. But if you rent it, you'll give me 25 cents, and I'd appreciate that. Puss,
okay,
puss.
I was going to ask you that real quickly.
Pussy Willow, puss, puss, pussy Willow.
Done. I'm doing that this
All right.
weekend.
We've heard people, we've heard stories about, you know, royalty checks or
Yes.
getting them in the mail.
The residuals and rolling in.
$2, $3, sometimes it's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you walk out of the mailbox and just see 10 or 12 checks for $4, $10 a piece?
I used to before I got a business manager, and I had to get a business manager because I screwed up my taxes one year.
Ah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go through this again.
Right, right.
So, but no, I get the report. And
report.
You can actually look online at your own SAG. There's a SAG website, and you can see your residuals. And I got to tell you, that's fun.
Because do they add up?
Yep.
Good. Add up
I've
to
done
good,
a some, lot of stuff.
I know you have.
And so, yes.
So it adds up to some nice cash.
Yeah.
Do they pay you a quarter at a time, or do they wait till it gets to be a couple bucks?
Sometimes there's one for 1 cent, swear to God.
Really? Wow.
Sometimes 59 cents, sometimes $2,000.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right.
They still mail the penny check?
Yeah, they still mail the check.
They do.
Wow.
Right?
The postage costs more than the check.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Does your agent work that out before the film starts? That, you know, if it's this goes, here's your cut.
That's all contract. Yeah. And there's a standard residual across the board for everybody at certain those things are already measured out.
Yeah. Well, which one does best for you?
Well, what does best is what's most recent because they go down the more they've been seen.
Right.
So whatever's most recent. So right now it's Bless This Mess and the Goldbergs do the best. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
David Koechner's in town this weekend. Funny
yeah, I forgot.
Omaha.
We've
two
got
shows,
him live.
Two shows tonight.
You got a comedy show to do
yes,
this
you
week.
Do.
Call. Colleen.
OmahaFunnyBone.com,
right? That's why you brought the boots.
That's right. Brought the boots.
OmahaFunnyBone.com.
There you go.
This weekend.
Where's it located?
You've been
Village
there
Point.
Oh, gosh,
they know
is
where
there any more fun you can have than a place like Village Point? Come to the Point.
Come to Fakey Town
point.
And see the boots.
It
Let's
is
go to
town.
Fakey Town. Come
Fakey
to the
town.
Point.
Historic Village Point, we like to call that.
Nice.
Greg Peters calls it that.
Bring your horse, tie him up right there.
Oh, absolutely.
The old pole. What's that pole called? The
good question.
The hitching post?
Hitching post,
yeah.
Thank you.
Where they
is that Puss Puss? Gosh,
I don't know why I know that.
Puss Puss is a value add.
Thank you.
I like Puss Puss.
Thank you.
He's a small town Iowa boy. He probably had a hitching post right there. Right?
1,200
you beat
in my hometown.
Hometown of 2,000. Okay, Puss.
How big was Tipton?
2,000 people.
Okay.
Right. I'll tell you this.
Is there a sign that says
no
home? Why not? Stop. We're coming back. Getting him a damn sign. David Koechner with us.
All right, street. How about a street?
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Named after